It does not tell you what level of soul development a psychic has, however. In this respect, you must be cautious in your exploration of those who claim to be psychic. Be sure they are spiritually committed to God and humankind. From this spiritual seed only good will grow and blossom. The truest information is intuitive knowing, soul channeling when it is highly developed, and it is for this you should strive. Never believe what others say without your own inner consultation, and never totally surrender your own authority to their suggestions about life situations, problems, and the like. But use what is offered in a thoughtful, soulful manner. Even these words of mine should bear the test of your own heart, beloveds. You should be developing your own soul expression for direction and understanding, although you can learn much from some of the great soul channels now on the earth. Again I say to you, however, that even if you ask another for soul channeling on your behalf, it is from God you must seek assistance through your own daily meditation and evaluation of your dreams, for these are your personal avenues of truth, and you must develop them as you would practice any desire prowess. Therefore, become the recipient of your own inner guidance by surrendering any disbelief about the possibility of such things and ask in reverent sincerity to open your own higher knowing in a safe and protected way. If your true intention in having this expansion is to love God more deeply, and your brothers and sisters as yourself, heaven will assuredly reach down to assist and empower this development. If you are willing to know yourself, truly, many present earth activities are available to those who would grow and develop in this way. Listen within and you will be led to those earth beings like yourself, who can best teach you and learn from you, as well, for in all things we are both learners and teachers to each other. Even the angels learn from humanity as they assist mankind in its spiritual evolution. We are sending much support to Earth at this time so that no one who truly wishes to grow in love and self-knowledge can fail to achieve it. Trust that you can actually know us of the heavenly realms in very real ways as we bridge the gap between your disbelief and God's reality. Simply speak your word and back it with your intention. This recipe for loving recognition of the truth is foolproof, indeed, for it was created by God. Be glad that it is so. Match God's gift with your own soul's joyful fervor and see what happens to you in this ever-unfolding adventure in the universe. The Creator has many mansions. Claim yours now by meditating your personal lifeline into existence. And give gratitude to our Creator that there is a plan and you are allowed to knowingly participate in it. What a gift! Notice how often I have suggested, and will encourage again, that you turn within at least one quiet time per day in meditation so that you may be guided to the voice for God within your own beingness. If I am repetitive, it is because of the critical nature of the historic hour you face and because of my deep and abiding love for mankind. It is like watching a child play with matches near an open gasoline tank. I am deeply troubled. I cannot fail to speak, for your earthly warmongers play with the matches that can only bring devastation and remorse. We of the higher realms are concerned for that beautiful land you call Earth and for God's creation gone astray. That is why we come to you again to try to connect you with your God self, or inner knower, so that you will not only appreciate the seriousness and value of this recommendation but put it into practice. I have said, dear ones, that you must forge the connection between God and yourself by your own free will. This action of a daily meditation time actually forges, with an invisible energy you cannot see, a communication device of marvelous substance and beauty. Like an interstellar radio or television device, after you have built it by constant and serious devotion, much information will be available to you from a variety of higher sources. These minds cannot reach you until this communication system has been established by your commitment and perseverance. In doing this, some may come to see beautiful light energies around living things. But most on earth are unaware of them and cannot presently see the light, the colors, and the power that has created the universe. Once connected to the higher dimensions, some will receive our thoughts telepathically, or even hear clairaudiently, as well as just sensing or knowing things. Your scientists are just now understanding that all life is joined as a web of energy particles, waves and other not yet discovered by you forces and entities. Soon you will understand many of the unknown universal laws that have so far been misunderstood or undiscovered. For instance, we of the spiritual realms are currently showering your planet with higher and higher love vibrations and frequencies to assist you in achieving soul advancement. You might think of it as being fueled by a miraculous substance that allows you vaster understanding, a more open view of the cosmos, and the healing joy that comes when divine love pours upon you like balm on a burn. Some are aware of this love energy, but many are not. Even if these vibrations are felt, they are not generally seen and are therefore denied. As you meditate, you will be aided by these tremendous boosts in your energy quality, which will help you raise your identity from one of a mere earthling to one of a more cosmic nature. This energy change is another step transmuting the lower nature of man to that of a heavenly one. In truth, the opportunity is now made for the child of humanity to rise into that supreme position as the child of God. This was my mission, and is my mission. To bring my brothers and sisters home to the Creator once more. And I have much help here with me from all religions of all times for this task. We now request your earthly help. Through meditation you can raise your energy vibrations and come home to us. Will you make this choice and ask us in? We are not allowed to establish mental communication with any soul who denies us access. For those who do choose God, let me outline the type of commitment that is required in the results you may expect as the outcome of that spiritual choice. As you begin building the communication system from your human personality to your soul, or your higher self, through daily meditation and a time of sitting quietly, the light will be constructed in actual physical ways which psychic eyes can observe. But the system cannot be built overnight. It is a gradual thing for most people unless they are already highly committed and have just been trembling on the brink of this further spiritual step. As this bridge is forged out of the energy of your commitment, there will gradually be a change in your life which shifts the way you know things. Within a year it is certain that you will feel more peaceful and receive insights for the finest form of daily living. So you must be consistent and patient in your devotion and practice. If you meditate daily and join with friends of the same intention, or if you seek out meditation groups of good repute, you can do much to speed your spiritual progress and strengthen the built-in communication system, which has been dormant in unused portions of your physical brain. One day soon your doctors and scientists will learn that the brain's pineal and pituitary glands work as a gigantic crystal along with that large portion of the brain which is currently not used by humanity. Then the process as well as the capacity for mental telepathy will be understood. Take no heed of those who say I can't meditate or I can't sit still that long or any number of other personality defined excuses. I have heard humans say it sounds stupid to me or I have no time. I assure you these limited perceptions are foolish and irrelevant. The truth is that for any normal person some practice of stillness is possible and necessary. How else can you still the buzzing racket of your everyday mind to reach God? To reach those of us at the fourth, fifth, sixth or higher levels of consciousness above your own? Only a few humans have become so connected to spirit that they have become the meditation, as I did, so these are rare indeed, but all can learn the simple process I have shared. Be still, then, no matter what you call it, and quiet your rambling thoughts every day. By this practice do you grow and all will truly benefit as each of you begins to demonstrate a greater inner harmony and peace. Is it not obvious by now that your intellect has failed to do this? Meditation is connection to the original source. To God's frequency. It is much like your TV or radio receivers which must be tuned in for proper reception. What we of the higher realms are offering to do is align or fine-tune each being to the frequency of the original creation. God is there, at a presently distant point in your awareness, and so we must act as transmitting stations for you to receive these clearer thought vibrations. God's vibration, through myself and other beings known as the rays, is being focused to you now. The central being's energies are sent through us and directed toward planet Earth. So the supportive energies are here for you, just as radio or TV waves are constantly available if you have the right equipment to translate them into sound and image. Unfortunately, most human beings are walking around out of alignment. They feel out of sorts, confused, and non-peaceful. Now if someone were to walk up to them and tune them into the correct frequency, like a TV receiver, all of Earth's population could be on the same thought vibration, but free will prohibits our doing that for you. Free will, the gift of God, requires that you ask for assistance, and that is why so many people doubt and are unaware. Once attuned, however, a being has the bright light of clarity because the channel frequency is in proper focus. Then a person is on the beam and life is beautiful. There is no longer desire to harm anyone. The person seeks to do only good. He or she is peaceful. Meditation is a method of fine-tuning humanity. For each who chooses it in this deliberate choice to sit silently, the frequencies unite and awareness of that great source, the beginning, becomes possible. What you call the Christ consciousness is love alight, even when clothed in flesh, still retaining the full awareness of, and commitment to, God. My statement to you, therefore, is merely this: all of these teachings, as each being enters the golden age, are to help every individual become finely tuned, or to reach attunement to that God Self, which lies within. For each of you contains the spark, or possibility, of knowing God, the first and only giver of energy and light to support all life. To be in touch with this source is to live eternally, or if you wish to rephrase it, to have life everlasting. God gave you everything you need to function on earth and earn self-mastery. Dreams, prayers, and meditation assist in this process. For a few, even divine revelation is possible. Do not doubt. Proceed as if all things are possible and await the miraculous changes that will surely come. Once you have connected your lower personality to the original and higher part of you, the God part, some of you will be able to receive mental telepathic communication from spirit as your power is intensified and you focus your ability and commitment. As the inner voice of God becomes stronger and stronger in your life, it will bring you peace and joy unspeakable. To be used of God in this way is the only mark of an enlightened person as we proceed into the golden age. Until now, your churches and schools have filled you full of facts, many of which are false, not because they wish to deceive but simply because they, and the societal values they represent, do not yet understand who you are and what education really is. Education is the spiritual connection with truth from the highest source and its consequent flow through each soul's communication system down to its earth personality for implementation. We place no special blame on educators. We do, however, require that they and all society grasp that the true purpose of education is a spiritual process of unfoldment in which each person and the whole of humanity gain. The Golden Age absolutely requires that humanity move to a new, more loving nature and commitment to God and peace above all else. It does not mean you will automatically advance spiritually. I have noticed that many so-called Christians think they can claim love and forgiveness for themselves through the grace of Jesus or other religious teachers and then become inactive, self-satisfied, even self-righteously complacent do-nothings. This is not so. My name definitely does not guarantee which place in the Father's mansions you will attain. It means only that you have chosen to perceive love instead of fear, hatred and guilt, and that you are willing to express this love in an ever-expanding way. You must be willing to learn and to follow God's instructions. You must be able to model the highest form of love you can. Most of all, you must truly adore God, love yourself as the heavenly realms love you, and then love all of life as yourself. Be love.